The High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said he was worried for the safety and health of Eritrean refugees in several camps that have been left without any aid for the last few months. He said there have been major violations of international law at two refugee camps in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region. Ethiopia has long given refuge to those fleeing conflict and persecution. UNHCR says repeated requests to access the Shimbela and the Hitsats refugee camps since November have still gone unanswered. Furthermore, UNHCR is continuing to receive what it says are many reliable reports and first-hand accounts of ongoing insecurity and allegations of grave and distressing human rights abuses such as killings, targeted abductions and forced return of refugees to Eritrea. Mr. Grandi said he impressed upon the Ethiopian leadership the urgency of ensuring the protection of refugees whilst preventing forced returns. Late last year, the Ethiopian government deployed the National Army on an offensive against local troops in Tigray after accusing them of attacking federal troops. They promised to bring an end to the fighting in the region and remove its leadership, which the government regards as being illegal. For Vatican News, this is Nathan Morley reporting.